From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alec Jones.
In February of 2022, I was asked with three other immunology virology types to participate in a conference call about whether or not natural infection should count as a vaccine, whether they should be able to say, look, here, I was naturally infected here. This should serve as my vaccine card. And that meeting was held with Rochelle Walensky, Tony Fauci. We voted on it, and it was sort of 2-2, basically. I mean, I was one of the, I think natural infection should count for obvious reasons. So I saw Dr. Fauci at a meeting maybe a year ago or so. I said, Tony, am I wrong? Am I wrong in making it? He said, no, you're right. The problem is, the minute you say that, it becomes a nuanced message. And a nuanced message is a garbled message. If you really want to make sure those groups get vaccinated, then you...
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever.
All right, going back to the old big trades with us till 15 after, host of the High Wire, the big advisor to Kennedy. This is a shorter segment. We're about to join some stations in a few minutes, but I wanted to play the clip you mentioned, recap what we were just talking about.
Yeah, I mean, look, at what he is saying is that we lied to the American people. We made a decision for you. This is exactly not how our government is supposed to work. It's supposed to be of, for, and by the people.
And they're supposedly whistleblowers as the good guys.
We're supposed to be trusted. We're supposed to be trusted to vote for our leaders. We're supposed to know what information is true and what's not true. And instead, they said, don't tell people that natural infection works better, because then we'll have a line out the door, people saying, hey, I've been naturally infected, and we don't want to have to test all of them. We're just going to vaccinate all of them. Vaccinate everybody obviously makes a lot more money to vaccinate everybody. But what we now know is it probably is wiping out your immunity. Now you are going to have to get a vaccine every 15 weeks, because that's what we now know from Cleveland Clinic studies, that you have negative efficacy after 15 weeks. The thing only lasts 15 weeks, and then it doesn't disappear. It hurts your immune system from protecting you. So now you're more likely, you have an increased risk of COVID every 15 weeks after a vaccine. This is crazy.
We have video of the head of the Crick Institute that headed up the UK response in late 2020 saying, we've done tests, three shots basically erases your immune system, this will be our new business model, and laughing about it.
And look at what you have. I mean, now when they say deadly flu outbreaks, I'm like, well, you don't have immune system. I mean, we might have deadly flu in the future. We might have deadly COVID in the future, only because our immune system has been so compromised by this product. And then you've got spike protein, which is causing all sorts of hell inside of the body. Looks like it may even be, you know, affecting perhaps your offspring. We don't know what's doing your DNA, but they're testing people and finding out 750 days after vaccination, their body is still a spike protein manufacturing.
You're always conservative. There's a bunch of studies out now that it is leaking into the DNA.
Right. Right. You're right. I am always conservative. I want to cross-reference it before I make the official statement.
I'm just saying, as
statement.
Bad as what you're... I know you know right, more than I do. Right. You're the expert on this. Look, I'm just saying, you're like dialing it back to me.
They are also... There are lots of studies now, and they're adding up, showing that it looks like this spike protein leads to prion disease. That's mad cow disease. Ooh. That's Christoph Jacobs. You know, this is like really scary stuff. Alzheimer's being increased, Parkinson's being increased. We're talking about destroying your brain is what it looks like this vaccine
is doing. And by the
way,
this is a clip on the list from folks you work with here. Dealing with this, like, they're proving that these prions, this is creating prions.
This is your scariest thing there is. There's no cure for prion disease.
So I had this for you, and I forgot about it. Guys, pull the clip. It's the list. We'll cover that next segment. Okay. Tell us briefly about this.
So essentially, prion disease, it's in your body, but when your cells start misfolding, mad cow disease, right? Which is also, when we first saw this, was cannibals. When people eat other people, all of a sudden they start going crazy because their brain starts deteriorating. That's essentially the same thing as mad cow disease, and that is what a prion disease is.
Spongiform encephalopathy.
It just is a horror show inside of your brain, and now there's multiple studies, new ones coming out right now, that there's an increase in Alzheimer's risk. There it is. Can mRNA COVID-19 medicine cause prion disease or Alzheimer's? This isn't just one study group. There are tons of studies now coming out.
And they call it long COVID.
But what is long COVID, right? I mean, we can't get to the bottom of that. How many people have long COVID that didn't get the vaccine? You can't get a clear answer on that. This entire thing is manipulated. Look, there may be problems with the virus. We made the virus too. You know, there's a real problem here.
That's right. Saying China did it, and I'm not a fan of China, is a scapegoat. It was made in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, moved to China. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with Dale Big Trey. Stay with us. Just share the live feed now.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Fire Dill Bigtree, a talk about a public champion of health and behind the scenes. Oh, my God, the lawsuits you guys fund, everything with Kennedy.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are just so committed. And yeah, I'm celebrating that because that's the energy we need. A football game's great. Go have fun. Get so excited about your team winning. This is the future of our children. You mentioned this, and I had a clip today I wanted to show you.
Yeah.
But this is, there's so many studies, so much about the prion effect. Tell us what this clip covers.
Yeah, so this is Nick Holscher, who's a great new research scientist at the McAuliffe Foundation. We talked about Peter McAuliffe earlier. Just take a look at him. Let him do this.
Yeah, here's the clip. Here it is.
Take a look.
This study is highly disturbing. They found 100% of COVID-19 vaccinated individuals have these circulating anomalous amyloid microclots in their blood. This is misfolded fibrin that sticks to many biologically active materials circulating in the body, and it conglomerates into these irregular masses that block blood flow and cause all sorts of horrible issues. It's the exact same pathology that has been identified as being behind the lung white fibrous clots being pulled out of corpses worldwide. Majority of embalmers now across the globe do now pull these white fibrous clots out of corpses, and this is what's behind them.
Including children.
So if it's in 100% of the vaccinated population, we are running into a serious issue here. This needs to be investigated immediately by the CDC. Do their job for a change and investigate what is happening to the population. And even those who were unvaccinated, there was only about four of them, but it appears they also did have these circulating amyloid fibrils in their blood. And so we don't know how many people these are inside of, but based on this sample, which they didn't know they would have these clots, but when they looked, it was in all of them. This is very serious. These have to be pulled off of the market immediately.
I've had coroners on from Canada, the U.S., U.K. Yeah. I've had undertakers, embalmers in the U.K., Ireland, Germany. And they just say they never saw these till now. And it's right. they just pull out these giant things.
Never saw them before. Calling each other, are you getting this? I'm getting it too. And they're crazy numbers. Some of these guys I've interviewed, like 50% of the people I'm embalming now, I cannot get the formaldehyde through. We've got to pull these clots out of their veins. And look.
Yeah, these aren't calcium clots like we actually get, like your faucets get.
No.
These are
they know what those are. They've seen those. They've never
fibrous.
Seen
this. Yeah.
Right. So,
and it starts literally right after the shots.
And so there's a little bit. So he's talking about misfolded proteins leading to these clots. These misfolded proteins are now being seen in the brains, causing Alzheimer's, amyloid plaques, same sort of issues. And this is why, let's just be really simple with the message here. Whether or not you think this is the worst vaccine ever made, or you think it was designed to destroy humanity, that gets out. I keep looking for the smoking gun.
It has the same effect.
I mean, I'm looking for the smoking gun that says they're killing us on purpose. But here's what I know for sure. No virus, no bacteria has ever swept this earth since the dawn of man and killed our species and wiped us off the planet. That has never happened. But if we keep allowing the pharmaceutical industry to rush to warp speed products onto the market, and then force our government says, now you have to take it in order to go to work, in order to go to school, in order to leave your house. If we keep doing that and making the world take a brand new product, it is only a matter of time before one of those products maybe does this to every single human being alive. And that's how you end your species. We're on the verge of a species ending event of stupidity made by human beings, made by pharmaceutical control powers that don't just have our government, didn't just have our government control, had our WF, had the WHO, is working with Bill Gates.
Who just so magically got control of all of it, and Bill Gates wants to depopulate, but he also wants you to live. Yes, it's all obviously a giant accident. They had all these movies like Utopia come out right before they admit they were going to do it. I mean, this is a mistake. It's the most perfect mistake ever to kill people.
It is the greatest accidental death nail that's ever been created. But look, here's the conflict you have inside of the government, because we got to talk about that. I think on one hand, you have President Trump. He is a commerce president. He says, I'm going to run this like a business. One of the biggest, probably the biggest industry in the world, the pharmaceutical industry. He doesn't want to lose that work. He doesn't want to lose Moderna to China. He doesn't want Pfizer to go over to China. So he's working to say, hey, let's all kumbaya here. Let's sit down with Steve Bensel. You see these pictures, the Robert Kennedy Jr. there. He looks like he's swallowing his tongue. But on the other hand, you've got Robert Kennedy Jr. saying, hey, I don't care if you're doing business here, but you're going to have safety trials. You're going to have to prove that the thing can stop a virus that it says it's doing. And suddenly that means, oh, then we're going to have to stop making this product. That's where this is at. So you do have a conflict in here, and one that's understandable. I don't know what I would do if I was Trump. You don't want to see the industry leave the country.
Kennedy's using bureaucratic hurdles and shutting him down that way.
Yeah, and look at what Kennedy's having to do. He's having to make Trump happy. I will sit with Bansell. I will say I'm not going to end the pharmaceutical industry, but I am going to start telling you what science has been done and what hasn't been done. I'm going to be honest with the American people. So right now, if you really want to understand the medical industry, you got to focus all eyes on Robert Kennedy Jr. He is telling you everything he possibly is allowed to tell you right now. There's more coming. This is, you know, I mean, the dam is breaking. If he keeps going, if he gets all 4 years, Alex, if we somehow get through this election and they can hold on to the mandate and Robert Kennedy Jr. gets to stay in there, because even the things that I think that Donald Trump is standing for, he's open-minded. He's looking at it. As you said, you know, I've talked to Roger Stone. This stuff is getting to him. Bobby Kennedy is getting to him. So, and Bobby is smart. He's like, I'm not going to push you faster than
you. By the way, I've talked to a bunch of people from the news too, with country stars, rock stars, whatever. He'll ask him, but nobody's asking, what do you think about the shots? What do you think? And they're all telling me it's on purpose. It's going to kill us. That's what's getting to him.
It's getting to him. And it's bothering him. That's why I think he went and injected it himself. I mean, I think the guy I actually think he's a good guy that way, which is like, if that's true, then let it kill me. I'm going to show you I believe in this thing. It's got my Trump letters on the side of it. You know, it's one of the mistakes he's made. But look, we're seeing changes. Let's just talk about the food program just for a second. The fact that our school children are no longer going to be served crappy fake milk, that we're going to start talking about whole food, that we're telling the whole world a real piece of steak is better than Fritos, you know, is better than pizza.
Banning fake meat.
You know what I mean? We're getting rid of ultra-processed foods. Your food stamps aren't going to buy crappy sodas and non-food. You're going to buy real food. These are massive changes. So when you look at the mandate on Robert Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump said, I want you to get us out of this chronic disease epidemic. It's happening right before our eyes. It's happening.
It's happening faster than I thought. Let me ask this question in closing, and then action plans for you know, you have the left trying to mobilize people for tyranny and surveillance and civil war. I'm not a guy that likes to talk about violence to act tough. I realize 90%+ of war is informational. And if we get forced into violence, we basically lost one level of behind. But you have the so-called left saying Trump's Hitler, kill ICE, murder Trump supporters, murder, over with the government. They know they're desperate. They want to go to violence. I'm not calling for violence. I'm simply saying that I've thought about this a lot. If they release a new virus, whenever it is, this year when Trump's out, they do lockdowns again. They're trying to take us in vans to get shots, which the UN says they want. I'm not, this time I'm not going to sit around and watch it. And so I hate my brain having to go to that place as an honorable person to say, I'm trying to fix this politically. I'm working 18 hours a day, literally. But I have to be honest. There's all this, let's talk about violence. We got 30 million dead from the shots and insurance actuaries growing. We've got devastation everywhere. And at a certain point, I'm opposing it and trying to get it fixed politically. And we're getting some traction. But I want the globalists and all of them to know that, you know, at a certain point, this continues on or is done again. I think the gloves come off. And I'm not even trying to battle plan something. I'm just saying, you know, you're a guy with married kids, you know, engaged. Have you ever thought about that, about if they try this again? At a certain point, we've tried to fix it the peaceful way. I think the public needs to start thinking about, and the bad guys need to start thinking about, and I mean all of them. I mean, you saw Mangione shoot the healthcare executive in the back. And, you know, obviously it was a corrupt company and they denied care and he's a big hero of the left. But you can say that guy, you know, didn't really know. With the shots with Fauci, they know, they knew, they do it again. They're covering it up now. They're still trying to push it when there's no doubt they know. At my point, we just need to say this is a war and let them know there's a line out there. And I hate to introduce this, but it's a natural thing to say I'm a coward if we don't start discussing the rules of war here if they try it again. Dale Big Trey, closing comments on that.
Look, I think that anytime you have to use force, you turn into a bully, you've joined the other side, you've joined the dark side. I have said from the beginning, the reason I'm so passionate about this, the reason I fly all over the country, all over the world, I'm heading to Europe to show my film over there, everywhere.
I would imagine this is a man-to-man thing. If you went violent, you'd probably be pretty tough.
I have worked as hard as I have because I don't ever want to know what Del Bigtree looks like the moment they knock on my door and say, we're going to force vaccinate your kids today. I don't want to see that Del Bigtree. I don't want to know who that guy is. Instead, I'm going to fight now.
But that's what I'm saying, is I'm having to start unlocking who that guy is.
Look, I don't think we have to. I think focus on what
the enemy needs to know this. I'm asking you as a.
I want the enemy to know this. We're winning. We have the power. We have the wind at our backs. And if their answer to what Robert Kennedy Jr. is that every Democratic state is going to ignore your vaccine program and we're going to give twice the toxic load to everyone in California, everyone in New York, everyone in Connecticut, we're going to poison our kids to prove you wrong, then their game is over. People are going to flood out of California. Nobody, there is no pro-vaccine movement.
I respect you, you're really smart. I figured you'd war game this, you would explain the ways of peace. We don't want to go to violence because we're in the right long term. They only get...
They want a war. They're the ones. It's the Democrats that keep picking a war. They're the ones that keep saying on all of their news agencies, you know, the Republicans got guns. They're going to start a civil war. They're going to start a civil war. They're obsessed with civil war. It's their only way out of this mess. They have to have us react violently. They have to have violence so that they can bring in the National Guard, finally bring in all the AI. And we'll just please help us. We got war everywhere. They want the war. We have got to deny them the war. I would rather say this. I'm drawing a line in the sand. We will never go to war because we're smarter than you. We will never go to war because the power of the people is right. That we, the people, have the power. We will continue to vote. We will continue to stand up and we will continue to use our voices.
And
we're going to call. We're going to call all of our friends that live in New York and say, hey, wouldn't you rather live in Texas where you're getting half the vaccines? Come join us. Let's start bragging about the fact that we're standing with Trump. We're standing with Robert Kennedy Jr. and the changes that are being made. Then we empower the states that have the power and we suck all the energy from Gavin Newsom and these oligarchs, these control oligarchs, these globalists that want to destroy the United States of America.
And we didn't talk about this beforehand. I figured I'd get some amazing answers, more amazing than I thought. That's exactly where I'm at. Everybody wants violence. You take that energy, realizing you're being murdered and they're killing all these kids, and you say, what do I do politically, culturally, economically, spiritually with information? Because if you just say the good old boys, the day I see a UN helmet, I'll kill them, they don't come like that. They come with NGOs and globalism and regulations and cutting your power. They're already here, folks. You beat them intellectually, spiritually, culturally, economically. You beat them by every day fighting them.
And they want
a fight because they can't win the info war.
That's right. And you're right in that you should be awake and know that they only have one way out of this, which is they are going to try and release a virus. They are going to try and break the rules. They are going to try to make us fearful. They are going to, I don't know, have a UFO flow over us and say, you all have to lock yourselves in your houses. They need us locked in our homes. They need surveillance. So if you aren't doing everything you can, if you aren't sharing, you know, Alex Jones' work, if you're not watching an inconvenient study, which is for free right now, and sharing with every friend you have in New York and California, say, you really want to be taking these products?
If you're not doing that, you're working against your own interests.
Then you will find yourself in a war that you never wanted. We can stop it if we all stand up and realize.
And we are stopping it.
We are stopping it. We are winning because we realize the power is in the people. We are created in the image and likeness of God. We have the power of God moving through us, Alex. I am not going to give in to war. I believe we are winning. I believe we'll continue to win. But it's not going to happen if everyone out there says, Alex Jones and Del Bigtree got this covered. Let me go to sleep. We need you. We're just a couple of talking heads. We need the people to stand and stand behind Robert Kennedy Jr. He needs you.
I agree, but people don't understand 90% of war is informational. All the good old boys just think, whatever comes around here, I'll get it.
It's lazy.
All around you. You've got to get engaged now.
That's it. You have to be engaged now. This is the most exciting time in the United States of America. I mean, this is Tea Party.
This is
world history. That moment where Donald Trump and
Trump
Bobby
pulled out
Kennedy
of the World Health Organization.
Hands.
He pulled out
huge
66 agencies.
And by the way, when he pulls out of the World Health Organization, you know who ends up being the number one funder? Bill Gates. I mean, is he a nation? What the heck is going on there? These are the types of things, and these are huge moves. And you know,
how do we deal with Bill Gates?
Donald Trump's Bill Gates. We just keep winning. He went on a couple of years ago. Remember, he went on every news channel to try and like promote his thing.
And it backfired.
And all the guys hate. They had to shut off all the social media because everyone hates him. He's a hated human being. Nobody loves him except the globalists at the WEF. When he goes to Davos, he gets 27 people in the world that clap. The rest of us think he is absolutely destroyed.
No, I saw Joe Rogan post a clip I did like 4 years ago. It got like 50 million views and had like millions of comments. I read for days, couldn't find one pro Gates comment.
Can't find one pro statement about him. That's true about all these people. And it's going to be true about Gavin Newsom. I hope they select him to be the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party, because then we're sure as set to be okay for a little bit while longer here. But in the end, we cannot just take this information. We can't have people just sit back and watch.
Well, God's given us the runway with Kennedy.
That's it.
And if you don't see that, folks, you're just pissing away your destiny. Del Bigtree, incredible job. Anytime the door's open, I'm glad you came on. Great job earlier this morning on American Journal, thehighwire.com, an inconveniencestudy.com, a free new film, absolutely so powerful. Great job. You are the MVP of this fight with Kennedy. God bless you.
You,
so if I had to choose two people who are MVPs, it'd be Kennedy, and then you're like the co-pilot right there, buddy. So it's got to feel good. I love you, man.
I love you, too. Take care.
All right, here's a fun thing McBreen put together. We put it out last night. Everybody thinks it's some coded message. It's just a joke. It's Planet of the Apes 2.0. And then we'll be right back with all the other news and a huge guest. Stay with us.
The future is now. Explorers from deep space crash land on a savage planet destined for annihilation.
Abandoned ship! Get out now!
They discover a world so unpredictable, so shocking, it will shatter your very concept of reality and reveal the dark destiny of man.
What alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in?
They own the banks, fund the wars, manage the politicians, control the media, and command the apes who enforce their tyranny.
You want to fight? You better believe you got one!
They tried to silence the one man who saw it coming. And the world he reveals will challenge every idea you've ever had of freedom.
They cut her. Did you know about this?
No, I swear, I never saw that girl before.
But they... You did it. You cut up her brain, you bloody baboon.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Prepare yourself for the most shocking ending in the history of motion pictures.
I've terrified you from the beginning, and I still do. You're afraid of me, and you hate me. Why?
Because you're a menace to our globalist plan. Be careful what you find, Alex. You might not like what you see.
Oh my God. You actually did it.
You activated the Great Reset, you maniacs! You blew it up! God damn you! Damn you all to hell!
The Alex Jones Show, the most banned broadcast on the planet.
So,
I am a gorilla.
murder yourselves.
I am a gorilla. Kill yourself.
Let's murder yourself. I think we have to actually
stop right now. I am a gorilla. let's get serious for a minute.
Longer a gorilla.
I am a gorilla. Murder yourself. All right. Well, let me get serious.
I am a gorilla.
I am a gorilla. Murder yourself.
Stop distracting.
This has been 10 minutes of you saying this. He said he took it to a religious place, which I didn't agree with, but he talked about...
I am a gorilla.
That's right, you are. He talked about the...
I was gassing my car up 2 days ago, and I walk over and I go, it was like a woman. She goes, I'm a gorilla.
I am a gorilla.
We're gonna go to Super Chance
it's
in a
like
second.
The best thing that can happen
I'm
is,
a gorilla.
Is just
murder
calmness.
Antiques.com.
I'm a gorilla.
On Instagram.
Murder yourself.
You want this?
Is that mammoth Moeller. Too?
Yes.
Whoa. Mammoth Moeller.
And if someone throws
I'm a mammoth.
Nobody
you have to gasp.
Yeah.
So be worried about privilege.
I'm a gorilla.
Seize.
Murder yourself.
Seize all universe towards having them lose their ability.
Hold on.
I'm a gorilla.
Yeah, wait, Alex.
Chris, Walter and Natalie, congratulations from a gorilla.
Yes.
Now, can we get really serious here?
So, I'm not going to say it.
Skeet.
I'm a gorilla. Murder yourself.
We're like, all right, they're not angels. They're flawed. And that's all I ask.
I'm a gorilla. Murder yourself. No, when
it's been nice knowing you, everybody.
It's real sure.
It's not free.
I'm a gorilla.
It's not free.
Murder yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Repeat it.
I have no idea why they did this clip. We had a little fun with the Planet of the Apes thing. I said in clear messages this morning, I'm not mad, but I'm just going to do it here on air because no one seems to understand this. I'm going to play the messages on air. But I started sending it at 5 a.m. I said, hey, I love this Planet of the Apes thing you made. Hadn't seen it until he made it. I just want me on Tim Pool saying, I'm a gorilla, murder yourself one time. One time. And then I want the Alex Jones, the 21st century clip, because it deals with the future and future dimensions as well. So let's pull that. Alex Jones, 21st century clip. I have an OCD thing about this because the crew does a great job. But I had all this huge program lined up. I have all these huge guests lined up. But I can't do anything with this now. Everything stops now. Because it was so clear. Have the Planet of the Apes clip. Have one time me saying, I'm a gorilla, murder yourself. And then go to the Buck Rogers piece they made like 10 years ago. That's all. That's all I wanted. So I'm going to stop the broadcast because I have to have it. And I just want the Planet of the Apes piece with one I'm a gorilla murder yourself with the Alex Jones 21st century clip. It's like when I said, go to the archivist and I want him to pull clips about me saying they're going to blame Iran and claim surface-to-air missiles are going to kill Trump the day after they shot him at Butler. And I'm not mad. I got clips about sewing plastic explosives into a reporter's bag and getting on board. That was one thing I was worrying about as well. That a bag with plastic explosives sewed into it is not surface-to-air missiles. In fact, I'm going to rebroadcast. I'm not mad. I'm leaving. It's metaphysical at this point that I cannot understand how this is happening when it's so clear. One, you're a gorilla, murder yourself, which is the whole book they put out about the gorilla tells you depopulate, kill her by the UN push. Remember that? Whatever it was called. I forget the name of it. And then that clip. Well, it was a good show while it lasted. I metaphysically, though, have to punch out. Rebroadcast starts now. I am just blown right now. Just blown completely. That annoying, I'm a gorilla, murder yourself over and over and over again. I mean, God Almighty, I have entered the ninth circle of hell. Now, this new product is incredible. It's from our sponsor, Bigly, at thealexjonesstore.com. Optimal Human, you love the green powder. Super nutrient, the very best out there. Well, this is optimal cumin nootropic called Mind Fuel. Introducing Mind Fuel, a super healthy, super strong energy nootropic adaptogen. which doesn't make you sick, doesn't have a letdown. It is incredible. Not just a few of the bottles. Look how many bottles are in there. And I only drink about half a bottle a day. It's so strong. Look at that right there, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what comes in each box of this. And it is simply amazing. Osmo Human Nootropic Mind Fuel is here. This clean, caffeine-free energy shot is designed for clear thinking, steady focus, and zero compromise. It's time to abandon sugary energy drinks and stimulant heavy formulas in favor of clean, functional, nootropic-based energy. Zero calories, sugar-free, no crash, no blood sugar spike. Can be used daily without any guilt. Caffeine-free formula, smooth, clean energy, ideal for caffeine-sensitive users and late-day use. It's also got all these other incredible compounds like citicoline, alpha-GPC, GABA, supports mental clarity and focus. It appeals to both biohackers and holistic consumers. High-quality electrolytes and B vitamins. More than a brain shot, true functional fuel. Optimal Human Nootropic Mind Fuel, that's the name of the product, isn't just another energy product. It's a smarter alternative for consumers who demand clarity, control, and clean performance without compromise. Get 25% off for life when you become a subscriber, canceling time for free. Get Mind Fuel down at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you've never tried the original superfood greens, Optimal Human, you really want to get this as well. It's the best green food I've ever had at thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, all sorts of cool collectible knives and more. And that's what funds us, and that's what does this. And I really appreciate your support because I can't do it without you. So I want to commend and thank the listeners. But just like I steered you right on gold and silver 2.5 years ago, I got out of the market before that. I said, now's the time. I was totally right. Just like I steer you right on politics, these products are incredible. Get our ultramethylene blue. It is the best in the market. Our Shilajit is the best. Our Irish Hemos is the best. Our turmeric is the strongest. Ultimate turmeric, thealexjonesstore.com. You are missing out. You don't get it. I want to thank those that have supported. I want to challenge those that haven't. What are you waiting for?
Just what I needed for my morning jog.
Working 12 to 13 hours a day, Mind Fuel keeps me on my toes and in the action.
Try this energy shot for a boost like no other. Power your mind and body today.
I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father. And a guy loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down the way of life, I'm fighting and fought and died in peace. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning.
All right, I want to get into the globalists and admissions of their master plan and how frustrating it is to sit here and watch them set all this up and then we debate all the little diversions and distractions they put out, like having millions of activists run around and attack ICE that are just serving warrants on murderers and child molesters, and then say they're all Nazis, we're going to hunt you all down and kill you. They're starting their civil war. Then Ilhan Omar has this guy false flag, whether she's in it or not, big leftist activist. They claim he's a Republican. I got a lot to hit here, and we got Kravenstein. I'm going to be debating next hour, so I'll be here. I got a lot I'm about to hit right now. But first, John Bowne just did a report on the fact that the First Amendment doesn't authorize you to take over other people's private property and terrorize children.
This is what we have here, everyone. Let me read it to you. The Democratic Coalition of Satan Worshippers thanks Governor Tim Walz for not standing in the way of spreading Satanism in the state capitol building. Satan has a special place for you.
While Christians are being slaughtered worldwide, over 4,800 martyred for their faith in the latest reporting period alone, mostly in sub-Saharan Africa's jihadist killing fields, not to mention the slaughtered Zoroastrians taking place in Iran, Don Lemon's stochastic terror rants, fueling the growing anti-Christian narrative, slide right on by in the land of the First Amendment, unchallenged by our Soros-embedded so-called justice system.
There's nothing in the Constitution that tells you what time you can protest. You can protest at any time. That's the whole point of it, is to disrupt, to make uncomfortable.
I think this DOJ, via Pam Bondi, who wears her crucifix, who will not ever address anybody's suffering, they have a problem with those types of white people being confronted and called out on their hypocrisy.
And there's a certain degree of entitlement. I think people who are, you know, in the religious groups like that, it's not the type of Christianity that I practice, but I think that they're entitled, and that entitlement comes from a white supremacy.
I have preached for many years that there will come a time when we'll find out who are Christians by label and by convenience, and who are Christians by conviction. And certainly we're entering those days now. I believe we should pray for this congregation, and we should be vigilant as Christians to exercise our freedom, to worship our Savior, and to stand unashamed for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Now the Eighth Circuit just unsealed those filings on arrest warrants tied to church invasions, where the judge's concurrence lays it bare. In this corrupted America, tainted Article III benches and Democrat urban jury pools stacked with Bolshevik sympathizers guarantee these church-disrupting, service-interrupting, child-frightening radicals will never face real justice.
The hypocrisy here is thick, and I would say that what we have here is a situation where rights were violated. Those rights need to be protected, and there is a law here that can be accessed to ensure those protections.
That's the nightmare we're living right now. This judge apparently sees storming a sanctuary, shattering worship, and terrorizing little kids as no big deal, not even illegal. But does the court of public opinion agree with what court filings revealed was said and done by the protesters? Quote, "Your parents are Nazis," end quote, was yelled directly in the faces of children while accusing parents of being Nazis who would burn in hell. Quote, "This ain't God's house. This is the house of the devil," end quote, was shouted by protester William Kelly. Accusations that the church was, quote, harboring killers, end quote, directed at the congregation. In the chaos, some protesters reportedly shouted, quote, "shoot," end quote, amid fears of guns, contributing to panic that felt like a, quote, "mass shooting," end quote, to one victim, as stairs were blocked to prevent parents from reaching Sunday school children. And now the DOJ has withdrawn its request for those five arrest warrants, including Don Lemon, following the appellate rejection.
What you witness Don Lemon do is churches, they target white churches because white churches are being told you got to be friendly and nice. You just got to look past it and just love them. I love them. Let me love your hands, oh Lord. Let me love your throat as I pray for you.
Amen. Don Lemon, don't come here.
You roll up in his church doing stuff like that, and it's going to be the Royal Rumble.
Fake news magas are losing their mind over something that's not even true.
I'm trying to understand, what is it exactly that you are doing, and what is it exactly that you want us to think that you're doing? You are opposition to any and everything that is successful in this country. Anything that is trying to get this country together, you are in direct opposition of.
Americans are left twisting in the wind, struggling with the constant question, where do we go from here? John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Well, that's a powerful report that just went up at Band.video and hopefully on X where all shows. All right, I've got all the big new developments, all this insane stuff breaking. Ilhan Omar caught in a clear false flag, whether she's involved in it or not. It's clearly a false flag. This guy's a known leftist that shot apple cider vinegar on her now. Oh, my God. So terrible. But I wanted to show you a clip from like a month ago with this, with these new clips. This is Nicole Shanahan, who was heavily involved with Kennedy, obviously, in his run. Ex-wife of Google co-founder Sergey Brin, former running mate of RFK Jr., talking about she's married to this guy, and they're talking about how they're doing the Great Reset, locking everything down for control, and she's there watching them do this evil in front of her. And so she divorced him and went public and backed Kennedy. And then I saw a new clip of a lady who does an excellent job, who's a big leftist, or was, Aaron Dernham. We were fed the lie that globalism was benign cooperation. In truth, it was a tool to suppress the very principles the Republic was founded on, a strategy to prevent sovereign industrial strength from taking hold. Minnesota and Davos explain. Very powerful clips. And this is the reality. These people want you poor. They want you controlled. They're using sociology, psychology against you. They're training you to hate yourself, to believe humans are bad, so you'll be depopulated, so you'll roll over and die, so you'll give up your life force, your will to not just survive, but adapt and overcome. And then I'll get into Trump beating the drums for war with Iran. And people will say, well, that's paradoxical. Yeah, Trump's way better than Democrats. And he always said he wouldn't let Iran get a nuke, but I thought blowing up the nuke sites did that. But I said, no, watch, it won't. And now here we are. So that's coming up. But first, this is really important, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to these women. This is what we're up against. This is the real foe we're against. Here it is.
But what happened around the pandemic is that this whole other segment, what I don't think many of the tech mafia wives realize is that they were used to set the groundwork for what was called like the reset. What is called generally as like the reset by the Klaus Schwabs.
Like
of the
Great
world.
Reset.
The Great Reset. Yeah. Yeah. They openly talk about this Great Reset.
Yeah.
So the tech wife mafias, I believe, were kind of being conscripted in many ways, and their money especially was being conscripted in to set the groundwork for the Great Reset.
Yeah. Specifically through.
Specifically through a network of NGO advisors, relationship with Hollywood, relationship with Davos, and their own companies.
Hmm.
So if you look at like who's on these boards, who hangs out with each other, how the culture of tech wealth works, like Silicon Valley tech wealth, and that small group of people responsible for a huge amount of money and a huge amount of NGO activity across the United States. It's a really small group of people, and it's a really small group of people making these decisions.
Yeah.
And then completely blind to everything else that's going on and how their groundwork is being used to then enable these other policies, these great reset policies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what this group of women doesn't realize is that in their haste, these women are all very busy.
Yeah.
They have multiple properties. They have tons of staff. They have staff issues, chronic staff issues. Their kids are busy. Their kids oftentimes have some health issues as well. A lot of them have relationship issues with their husbands. And a lot of them themselves are like medicated on SSRIs and antidepressants and all of that because it's just overwhelming.
Yeah.
So it's chaos, and these women find their meaning through their philanthropic work.
Yeah.
And they find themselves, like I would find myself, that was my self-worth, was my philanthropic work, and I really believed in it.
Mm-hmm.
I really believed that I was giving Black communities a chance to like rise up out of oppression. I really believed that I was helping Indigenous communities rise up out of oppression. And now that I look back and see how all those grants were forming, you know, because my version of success is those communities are actually uplifted.
Yeah. Not just more money pumped into them.
Not just more money. No, the problems of the community have gotten worse. Crime in the community has gotten worse. Mental health in the Native community, the Indigenous community, has gotten worse. They will even say, the Indigenous community will even say that their biggest supporters in Congress have been Republicans, but yet they continue to vote Democrat.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that is this, it's like, the whole model is broken.
Mm.
The whole model makes everybody worse off. And now we're contending with the freaking Great Reset that we're now realizing is a terrible idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that many of our climate change issues are geoengineering issues.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
Which is like, at the end of the day, they always go to that. They're like, but climate change. And then.
Yeah, and that really like, is the end all be all. Like, you have to let us do this because of climate change.
Yeah. Social justice and climate change, it always boils down to those two things, and it gets progressive women 100% of the time.
It does. It does. Yeah. So,
as a historian who spent decades in the liberal worldview, I've come to see how much of what I accepted as truth was carefully constructive narrative, especially around globalism. We were told it was progressive, interconnected prosperity, an inevitable march of liberal, democratic globalism. That made sense to me. But the reality I've uncovered is far darker. A persistent imperial system rooted in British strategies from the 1900s that has manipulated nations, including our own, to prevent sovereign industrial strength to take hold. Take what's happening right now in Minneapolis. What the media frames as organic outrage over immigration enforcement, communities clashing with authoritarian ICE agents, is actually a textbook color revolution tactic brought home to American soil. Vice President J.D. Vance calls it out plainly. Engineered chaos unique to Minneapolis, driven by far-left agitators coordinating with local authorities. Look at the key figures. Rachel Sayre, the city's emergency management director. She openly compares the situation to conflict zones she has worked in, Yemen, Haiti, Syria, Iraq. Those aren't random places. They're sites of repeated regime change operations. So why escalate now? Because President Trump's new 2026 National Defense Strategy just slammed the door on 80 years of U.S.-backed regime change abroad. It's big. No more democracy promotion. No more color revolutions overseas. No more using American power to enforce a post-war global order that keeps nations in perpetual conflict for imperial control. The strategy shifts focus. Defend the homeland first. Protect the Western Hemisphere, reviving Monroe Doctrine principles. Deter China through strength, not endless confrontation. Rebuild our industrial base as part of a once-in-a-century revival of American manufacturing, and increase burden sharing with real allies. That document, quietly released amid Davos noise, where Trump allies shredded globalism as a failure, ended the imperial's primary weapon. When you can't run operations in foreign lands anymore, you pivot inwards. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Notice the sudden obsession with Lord Palmerston. He pioneered using mobs, liberation movements, anarchists, and radicals to destabilize rivals from within, stopping the spread of the American system, strong, sovereign nations built on industrial progress and economic sovereignty. As a former liberal, this realization hits hard. We were fed the lie that globalism was benign cooperation. And in truth, it was a tool to suppress the very principles our republic was founded on. Their new defense strategy proves that we're not playing by their rules anymore. This is the fight for true sovereignty. And understanding the history is how we win it. As historians, we owe it to the truth and to our country to keep exposing these patterns.
Meanwhile, other key Trump supporters, including far-right media personalities, began promoting the wild protest on January 6th.
1776! 1776!
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Every time I think about this guy, I forget his name because I just do it off the cuff. But I was at Bilderberg 2006 in Canada. I'd just been arrested trying to fly in, trying to cover it. It was a big media frenzy. Back then, the media still stuck up for journalists, even though they didn't like me. And they released me after a day of being interrogated and screamed at and threatened with prison. And they finally released me. And when I got to the hotel, I met with Jim Tucker, the hotel miles away from where Bilderberg was about to meet the next day. There was an old man at the bar drinking a beer. He said, Alex, I'd like to drink a beer with you. And I said, sure. He's a British man. I said, you live in Canada? He said, yeah, I've lived here since the 90s. And I didn't know he was dying at the time. He died a few months later. He said, you know, I used to be a well-known economist in the UK, and I've been at the highest levels of the whole socialist globalist system. I've met with many of these people, and early on, I kind of believed the lie they were selling about how it was utopia and freedom and the power of the average person, but really, they want to make everybody poor and control them. And he said, I think you need to use this slogan I just developed, because I'm a mathematician, not just an economist. And he said, but it's not an equation. It's an archetypal symbol in numbers. It was very eloquent. He said, the answer to 1984 is 1776. And I interviewed him and talked to him. And it wasn't till we started looking into him for the film that it turned out he was the main economist to two prime ministers. He was the guy. He was super famous. I just, you know, didn't know that in the 80s he'd been worked for Margaret Thatcher and all the rest of it. But the point is, that's where that came from, was from a Brit, which is perfect. Because, you know, our revolution came out of England. It was an extension of George Washington's grandparents and Thomas Jefferson's grandparents and parents and people that came to the New World to get away from tyranny. And England had revolutions like ours trying to get freedom. So America is not an anti-British thing. America is not an anti-Anglo-Saxon thing. America is not an it comes out of Magna Carta. In 1215. It comes out of all those wars and rebellions and fights for freedom in Ireland, in Scotland, in Wales, in Brittany. That is an extension of who we are. And it's so fitting that a Brit and an economist came up with that powerful maxim that they fear so much. The answer to 1984 is 1776! All right, I am loaded for bear here with just so many huge stories, so many breaking reports, and I'm scheduled to debate Brian Kravenstein coming up next hour. I said I wanted to debate him, but then it's kind of like, I'm not scared to debate him, I'm just kind of like, it'd be like if there was like a dead deer in the ditch, it'd been dead for like 5 days, it's got maggots all over it. And then it'd be like kind of like sitting down with like a folding chair and just watching it for hours rot. It's kind of my analogy. I'm trying to be mean to him. It's just I'm telling you how I personally feel. Like I want to debate him, but just the talking points and the deception. And then it's just like I don't want to look at him. You know what I mean? It's just like that's really mean, isn't it? But I'm just being honest. So I guess... You know, that's where I come from on this. I'm also sick of having to keep track of everything. And I get not keeping track of stuff. But God, it must be great to not have responsibility. It must be so wonderful just to kind of laissez-faire around. Everything's fun, everything else. It must be fun to be the left, just be pure evil, just run around lying, screwing everybody over. But to me, it doesn't sound good. It sounds horrible, actually. But I know this, we're in the last gasp right now of insane levels of tyranny. And they are going to pull out the stops at levels never before seen. Let me do this. I got so mad earlier, I probably got to do the show. because it's the simple stuff, you see. Little foxes spoil the grapes. And if you can't do the simplest things, well, how are you going to do the complex things? Humanity needs to wake up. You know, they got studies out that the average person is in a near sleep-like trance. Because people were brought up watching television, so they have this suspended disbelief. You know, I remember until I was about 25, I could go watch a movie, Lord of the Rings, whatever, and I could suspend disbelief and kind of like go into it and like feel like at the end of it, God, that just went by in 2 minutes. Kind of have a half a sleepy wander out. But I hit a point in my life where I was analyzing all the propaganda, all the costumes, all the angles, all the seats to where I was like, I don't ever suspend disbelief for 5 seconds. I go see a movie, I watch a newscast, anything. It's just constant, serious, real-world analysis. And I have to get my mind around the fact that most people, and by the way, it's natural to kind of black out. You're not supposed to have to be constantly on. But under an assault by the enemy like this, you need to be. So I like nostalgically, like dream back to when I was mindless some of the time. It's like a forgotten country or a place you left decades ago that doesn't even exist anymore. And so I just have to turn it over to God and just move forward. And how the left are experts at getting us to debate whatever new little shiny object they've created, the new little emotional thing where we opt into their angle or our angle, and it's all just pure crap. They want to kill us. They want to sterilize us. They want to murder us. And then they'll dangle George Floyd in front of you or Ms. Good or Ms. Pretty or whatever. You know, it's just like, they're like, oh, it's a judgment on you. Do what we say now. This person's dead that we sent out to do this. And we're supposed to just compartmentalize in just that area and go, I agree. I want open borders and all the human trafficking and everything else you want. And there's no immigration enforcement ever. You know, I told you that the governor and the mayor, when they met in Minneapolis with Homan, would come out and say, no, we're not going to help you in any way. It was just all just a circle jerk. It was all just to put them off, play their games, do their thing. And they did that. It was a hard prediction. And Trump's like, wow, it's illegal to impede us. You're saying we can't have any border enforcement, including of bank robbers and murderers? And they're like, yeah. Trump's like, wow, you're criminals. You didn't think they didn't know that, Trump? They're a pack of arrogant criminals that have never been held accountable who think they're invincible. And they got a giant horde of camp followers behind them that think they're on the winning team. And because they've never even gotten a political, I mean, that is a metaphor, bloody nose, they think they're invincible. And their weakness is their strength. Their stupidity is their strength. So just know that. Yeah, we've turned the tide. We won some battles, but we've not yet won the war. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at Infowars.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King. Make no peace with evil, same Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me. And it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get them for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, plus $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before they're hatched. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you'll be the ones to shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.